Mayor of Muncie. He's right here, Dan Ridenour. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Steve.
And we're glad that you're in our WMUN studios this morning. Thanks for doing this once a month and more often as need be, because you're very accessible and we need that. The community needs that. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. So all in all, how do you think yesterday went with the eclipse day for the city of Muncie?
Well, I think it was quite successful. Those who actually watched it, which I would assume are most people, had to just be in awe of the situation and the once-in-a-lifetime that we had, unless you travel somewhere else. But, I don't think we had anywhere near the 100,000 that we were being told by the state. And I know that's what EMA was working toward the whole time, to make sure we were prepared. But I do know a lot of people came down and all our hotels were full, the Airbnbs were full, and a lot of people drove down the day of. I talked with people. We had people coming in City Hall because they were taking pictures on the third floor of the Garfield. So it was part of their eclipse viewing. But people from there was people from Seattle, Washington, from Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. Wasn't mom? She stayed home.
Yes, no. But there were people from all over the country who came here and chose Muncie, and we were very happy about that.
We staffed up here at the radio station too. Again, just in case, we did live reports from the EOC. Saw Muncie police there on scene, as all the others were, to make sure that everybody had information flowing around. We had people in both all of our buildings and also external, just to make sure everything was calm and copacetic. And from all indications, as you said, John Catino, the EMA director for Delaware County, said very pleased that everything went as smoothly as it did. And for those that want some more information about statewide, we'll have that later in the hour, by the way. We're talking about Muncie, Delaware County right now on WMUN with the mayor of Muncie. And let's talk about the city council meeting last week. A lot was covered. Unfortunately, not everyone could see and hear it, technologically speaking. You can always go, of course. You can be
absolutely
in person. But I know you were disappointed. The technology broke that night, and that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, it was more of a software issue. It started up one of those automatic updates on his laptop at the beginning, and it's not easy to stop. I went up to the council. I said, this is not going to be live. And they said to go ahead and begin. So that's why we began the meeting. Quite frankly, I'm probably more frustrated than others, because the fire station passed 7-2. Still two voted against it, but we were very, very pleased with that result. We were very pleased with the result. The city was very pleased with the result on the apartment complex, Kilgore Place, that also got approval, and the Ball State proposals went through the first step pretty cleanly as well. So it was all very good information we wanted to get out. And people can hear it. It is online at our City of Muncie site.
The audio is
the
available.
Audio okay. Is on.
All
but
right.
I don't think we'll ever see the video. It just was not able to be captured.
The fire station you're talking about is to replace Fire Station 6. Am I remembering that
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay, very
That's
good.
Correct.
And the price tag, 8.7, is what it turned out to be?
Well, actually, to construct the fire station, okay. And this was one of the things that I hope that people will listen, because then they will hear that this was explained during the meeting. It's actually 5.9 to build it. What was not included in that fire station numbers that were used at the previous council meeting to build theirs was 4.7, but it was also 10,000 square feet. Ours is 13,000 square feet. So the price per square foot was within $10 of each other. Theirs did not include soft costs. So when we said the 8.7, that included closing costs for the bond issue, but it also included all the soft costs, which is the engineering, the architecture work, all of that. We have to demo a building, the existing building. So all of those were included, but to actually construct it is 5.9. And and all of that was explained. If you listen to the audio portion, people can hear that.
All right, Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour, my guest on WMUN, Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell. Staying on fire stations, are there any plans or discussions about other upgrades or updates? Because I know that's not the only station that might need some help or work. Infrastructure everywhere is obviously getting older by the moment in our entire country.
Absolutely. The next one we're focused on is Fire Station 5, which is on Tillotson. We do have that already designed, engineered, ready to go. The construction part of it. However, in order to build that, we have to tear it down. So we have to build a temporary station. We're partnering with IU Health on that. They have to go through the zoning variance portion. And as soon as that zoning variance portion is completed, then we can move forward with Station 5, which is number 2. And then we have several other stations that we're doing additional work on. We replaced 4 roofs last year. And several other things that we want to do.
All right, Delaware County Today, WMUN Live. Steve Lindell with Dan Ridenour, the mayor of Muncie, talking about all things city for the time being here. This happens to me and to us all the time. It happens to everybody, social media. Sometimes there's naysayers. Sometimes there's people that post some things and they might be in a bit of a mood or maybe in some cases they may not have all the facts. What say you to those that about this particular situation and the technology problem that happened at city council meeting last week and so on and so forth? Somehow phrase that to those that they use their right. It's free speech.
Oh, absolutely.
To comment in the ways they did.
Yeah, we appreciate the comments. But there was nobody more frustrated than me because of the success that we had that night in explaining the price differences and getting, frankly, all we wanted was the approval, and we got that approval for that bond issue. So, I've had situations where the computer just didn't work, and you know what? You go do something that's not computerized, and eventually it works. You call IT, and they fix it. And those minutes where it wasn't working, you don't ever get those back as a working model. So, I would just say thank you so much for your comments, but understand that technology, if it doesn't work, there's not a whole lot we can do.
And by the way, for our listeners that might be thinking, hey, I thought the state required public meetings to be on, live streamed now. They did. They do. That's put into place. But a July 27th, I think, is officially the first date that law takes effect. And full disclosure, the city of Muncie and many others have been live streaming meetings for a long time before the state said, you gotta do it. So the efforting has clearly been made prior to the state saying anything in the first
place. Absolutely, right? Absolutely. We understand the importance of that, and we really, quite frankly, wish all local governments did the same.
Nice. Next item here, and my question about the BSU hotel permission and the village and so on and so forth. I understand President Mearns made a presentation to the city council that night, too. I don't know how this works, and I'd like you to tell our listeners, why would Ball State need permission or whatever the right word is to move forward? What is it called? The University Village Area Village Tapestry Hotel and project.
Well, it's not just about the Tapestry Hotel, but that is the first part that will begin construction.
Okay.
There are 5 parts to it. So essentially, we will be using Ready 2.0 funds, which get announced on Thursday. And those funds, which a lot of people don't realize, require a one-to-one match with the local government. So what we were asking the city council for is, I had talked with President Mearns about, please, you have to use a developer so that there's property taxes. It can't be Ball State owned. And they agreed to do that and are. So there will be tax revenues for the city. And because of that, they came to us to get part of that match of anticipated Ready 2.0 funds. And you have to have that or the Ready 2.0 funds don't appear. So it's not so much about the hotel, although that will be a wonderful addition and something we greatly need. And had we had this hotel, we probably would have had more visitors to our community for the eclipse. But it was the council is looking at providing what's called a pilot, a payment in lieu of taxes arrangement, to where we will receive a set amount each year for 5 years and then double that amount the next 5 years for And then collect the full taxes at that part. But that portion goes into the cash flow of the project to help pay for infrastructure.
For our listeners, Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns is a frequent guest on this show, too, as is Mayor Ridenour. I believe President Mearns is a Thursday morning guest, so we'll ask him a little more about that, too, from his and the university's perspective. I'm sure they're thankful for the association of partnership, and he'll say that sort of stuff in his own words. With respect to the READY grants, the READY 2.0 grants that you mentioned just a second ago, Monday on our weekly business show on this radio station, the 765businessjournal.com radio show, we will have the Delaware County representative as a live in-studio guest to talk about the hopeful success of city and towns throughout Delaware County and how that proposal came together, and hopefully some good news with some monies coming in for a lot of good reasons.
That would be wonderful.
That's a 9 to 9:30 show, by the way, live on Monday morning. Also at the council meeting, I understand our buddy Don Finnegan was there. You're still physically challenged, last you told me, so I don't think you could necessarily make the 140-mile run that his people are going to do. Am I correct in assuming?
You are correct in assuming that, 140 miles. However, I have run the part of the portions inside the Muncie city limits before, and the schedule's a little tight this time and when they're going to arrive and the week that they're arriving, but
Talk about Don and the run for the fall in a little
bit. I am very appreciative of what Don does. So this is a way for mainly family members to be honored for their lost loved ones along the route. So every mile along the route, they stop, they recognize three or four families and by doing a ceremony, and they run from then 1 mile marker to the next mile marker. And there are people who will do the entire run. There are groups that will be doing the entire run together, and it's a wonderful thing. If you haven't seen it, there one of the stops is right at City Hall. It just happens to be that way. It's perfect. But it's we greatly appreciate Don.
May 10 through 12, folks, to write down in your calendar, starts in Fort Wayne on May 10, as is typical. And it ends up in Indianapolis on May the 12th. And the information, if you'd like to find out more about Don Finnegan, his efforts, and so many others, as you imagine, this takes a lot of people, folks, is indiana.usarunforthefallen.org. We'll put that URL within our post on the WMUN Muncie website after the show today. Mr. Mayor, anything we haven't talked about that you want to get out to the community today?
No, just enjoy this additional 2 days in a row of 70-degree weather. That is wonderful. And
that's your doing, right? You should take
actually,
credit.
That is not.
Well, you get blamed for everything that's bad. I think you should take credit for what's
well,
good.
Well, I'm not going to take credit for that, but I will enjoy it. We'll put it that way. So I recommend everyone else do the same.
All right. Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour, always a pleasure. If you need anything ever, don't hesitate to reach out to me and to us as always. Okay, sir?
Very good. Thank you, Steve.